Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It is Monday, May 6, 2024. May 6, sadly, is no longer Cinco de Mayo. That's May 5th. Hope everybody had a great Cinco yesterday, and you know, more importantly, I'm hoping on Saturday everybody had a great Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. You know, I'm not a big Star Wars fan myself personally because I'm kind of more of a Star Trek guy. And I, you know, some people will understand what that means, that there's a difference between a Star Wars person. There are Star Wars people, there are Star Trek people. Yeah, generally speaking, they're not the same people. And, you know, nothing against all my friends who are Star Wars fans. There's worse things in life to be. But nevertheless, on 4th of May, we got to celebrate Star Wars. So may the 4th be with you. Look, I'm hoping everybody had a great weekend. I had a good weekend. Kicked off on Friday night, actually, with an event that my wife and I went to. One of the organizations that I'm involved with supporting is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or AFSP. They're the world's largest funder of research for suicide prevention. Suicide is a very preventable method of form of death, and suicide has touched my family personally. So I got involved with AFSP a number of years ago. They do great work giving hope to people and saving lives, and had their gala event dinner up in Manchester. Went with my wife. There were about 200 of us there, and it was just a really nice evening talking about the important work of suicide prevention. So, you know, if you have been touched in your family, in your personal life, and care to get involved with the prevention of suicide, AFSP, I just got to tell you, it's a great organization to get involved with. You can find them online at afsp.org, and learn more about how to get involved with it. Maybe an upcoming walk or hike or training or education piece or whatever. Lots of opportunities there. So that was Friday. Saturday was, I don't even know what I did on Saturday. It was a nice day. Oh, yeah. You know what I did on Saturday? That's actually funny. My wife and I are scuba divers. That's our thing. And we had our annual maintenance done on our scuba tanks and gear and all that stuff, and went to the shop to pick everything up and did a course on, you know, really perfecting our buoyancy. Buoyancy is one of those things which is very important in scuba diving. Having good buoyancy, having good position when you are neutrally buoyant is very important, so that you are going to enjoy your dive and not consume too much extra air and see all the pretty things and not damage the environment. So buoyancy is very important. We practiced in the pool for a couple hours and just had a great time. It wasn't really scuba diving. I can't say I went scuba diving on Saturday, but I did breathe canned air out of the tank, and I guess that always counts as scuba diving, and spent a couple hours in the water. So even though it was in a pool, it was kind of scuba diving, and we did that Saturday as well. And then we went out for dinner with some friends. Some friends that I know from the Rotary Club that went with me to Honduras for our service project a couple months ago. Shannon and Ann went, and we met in Manchester and had a great dinner, and that was good. So, and then yesterday I just putzed around, you know. It was rainy. It was gross. Yesterday was gross. It was like my least favorite weather, you know. It was dreary and rainy, and it just like it went on and on. So, Yeah, so hope you had a good weekend as well. Look, we got a lot going on these days at United Way. I'm just going to give you a couple quick updates before we cut to the break, because we do have a really good show, and I want to make sure we leave lots of time for our special guests who we have coming on later in the show. So, you know, just so that everybody remembers, let's level set here for a second. You might be a person who is married to a mother. You might be a person who is a mother. You might be a person who is grandmother. You might be a person who was born from a mother. Like, all of us can say that, I think. But look, why would I say all of that? Because it's Mother's Day this weekend. And we have two really great events coming up for Mother's Day weekend. One of them is a volunteer event, and that's something we've done for many, many years now. It's called Mother's Day Bouquets. And it's Mother's Day Bouquets specifically for homeless moms. Each year, we do a little bit of fundraising, and we raise money to put together, to purchase the flowers and boxes and cards and stuff that go into putting together a nice little Mother's Day bouquet presentation. And we present those to the homeless moms in our community. And these are moms that are living in places like Marguerite's Place and Front Door Agency and Family Promise, you know, in Hudson, at Gianna's Place, at the Soup Kitchen, at Keystone Hall, at Mary's House, at the Mary Sweeney House, at Bridges. So there are a bunch of different places in the community that have we've been in contact with, have reached out to us, told us how many moms they have in residence, and we put together bouquets of flowers for each and every one of them. And then our volunteers, after they put them together, will deliver them out to those moms. There's about 162-ish. Yeah, 162 this year bouquets that we're putting together. We raised enough money to do that. I think we're just a couple $100 shy of our goal. It's not a fundraiser. It just pays for itself, right? So $12 per bouquet is about what it costs. And then we have our volunteers who put them together. And it's a really beautiful presentation. So then we take them out. So Thursday, we're going to be putting together all the packages. And Friday, we're going to be doing all the deliveries. And there's still opportunity also to donate to that, since we haven't quite covered the costs yet. I'm going to tell you the easiest way to do that is if you just go to the United Way of Greater Nashua webpage, which is unitedwaynashua.org, and you click on events. The very first event that comes up is Mother's Day Bouquets. And when you click on the link for Mother's Day Bouquets, you know, the title there, it shows you how you make a donation. And if you're interested in still volunteering, there might still be some opportunities. Just reach out to us, send us an email, and we would be glad to get you involved. So that's on Thursday and Friday this week, which is just wonderful, and you know, one of those events that keeps you smiling for several days, because it's a gesture of love. And sometimes, you know, it's always important that we address basic human needs like food, clothing, and shelter. But you know, equally important is that we address needs of the heart, needs of the soul, and this is one of those just great events for helping our community. And people who wouldn't possibly otherwise get forgotten on Mother's Day. Nobody wants that, right? Then we have Friday evening of this week. We have our second annual Cheers to the Community wine tasting event. That is going to be at Fulcino Vineyard, and there are still tickets available. It's a really fun event. I went last year. I'm going this year. It's not a big event. There will be 50 to 60 people there. And we'll have a couple of different wines that we taste and try. And everybody gets a personal charcuterie board, which is just a fancy, I don't know, let's call this a fancy newfangled way of saying you get a plate of snacks. Charcuterie board. My daughter is probably just dying right now hearing me say charcuterie board is a plate of snacks, but that's what you get. And we're going to hear from Al Fulcino himself about the history and culture of wine making. So it should be a really wonderful event, and we would encourage you to come and join us. Again, unitedwaynashua.org, click on events, and you'll see it as the second event that comes up. And that's this week. You know, we also, you know, because we don't want to just sit around doing nothing. We have some other stuff coming up. We have a Day of Caring coming up at Touchstone Farm on the 31st of May. That's, I believe, a Friday. And that's going to be, that's out in Wilton, or Lineborough, rather. You know, Wilton, Lineborough, that area. And it's going to be helping them to get ready for the season at Touchstone Farm. They're an equine horse, equine therapy nonprofit. They do great work. We also have a volunteer fair coming up on May 22nd. If you're interested in volunteering in our community, there are going to be over 40 different nonprofits at the event. And it'll be at the Nashville Public Library. May 22nd at 5 p.m., open to the public. Feel free to come and join us. And there are lots of participating organizations. And if you were ever interested in finding out all in one place what are the volunteer opportunities in my community, that's the place to do it. And I'm going to say, last but not least, in June, we have two other really big events coming up. June, we have our 4th annual Kevin Slattery Memorial Food Drive Day of Caring. Kevin was a friend of mine, a board member, and a mentor who passed away in June during the pandemic, did have COVID and passed away. And we memorialized Kevin every year with our food drive, which is a very big two-day food drive throughout the community. Each year brings in thousands of pounds of food that go to shelters, pantries throughout the community. So that's coming up. Lots of opportunity to volunteer there. And last but not least, the end of June, we have Over the Edge. Da, da, da. Over the Edge is our rappelling event in Manchester. It is awesome. It's my favorite exhilarating event. You get to rappel off of a 300-foot high building. I'm doing it again this year. You can go to the Over the Edge page on our events page. And if you click on there, you can still join our team, United Way of Greater Nashua, and do some fundraising and participate. Or if you don't want to do that and you just like to make a donation, find my page, Mike Appleberg. I'm participating. I can use some donations, of course. And, you know, it's just your opportunity to get a front row seat to see me cry like a baby while I rappel down the Brady Sullivan Tower in Manchester. That's on June 25th, a Tuesday, right after school gets out. That's about it. Lots going on. Lots. So much going on in our community. I could go on. What I just told you about at United Way, I could rattle off a list of things going on at every nonprofit that I know of has these types of things going on. So there's a lot of great ways to get involved. There's no excuse not to get involved, and please just do so. So look, we're going to take a break here because this is commercial radio, and we have four sponsors who helped to bring this show to the air. Those are Edgestone Properties, a fantastic builder in our community, developer of quality homes. We have CrossNet. CrossNet is an IT services provider, and CrossNet is, they help large size businesses with their IT needs, networking, cybersecurity, etc. Really great organization, great business. We also have Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire with quality screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. And last but not least, Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, our newest sponsor. We're so grateful to Wanderlust, Mel and his team, for what they do to bring make accessible really great high quality mental health care services in our community. So they help us to bring the show to the air. So we're going to hear from them, and then we're going to have our first interviews, and I believe first up today is the Actor Singers, and we're going to hear a little bit from them about what's going on these days at Actor Singers. You are listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. Today is Monday, May 6, 2024, and I'm your host, Mike Appleberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603- 889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Gaffelberg. It is Monday, May 6, 2000. Is it May 6? Wow. Monday, May 6, 2024. It's our second show of May. That's starting to feel a little bit like it's before we know it, it's going to be June, and then it's going to be July, and then it's going to be winter. Well, how's that for a downer for you today? I am so sorry, but it is beautiful out here in Nashua, and I hope everybody's going to have a fantastic week. I know that I'm off to a great one. I'm so excited to have with me in the studio Lynn Post. Lynn is the director of consulting, ESC Consulting at Empower Success Corps, one of those organizations that is quite possible you never heard of, but you're going to be wanting to listen in and learn a little bit more about what they do. Lynn, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks so much.
It's good to see you. It's so great seeing you as well. Did you have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend. Yep.
Nice. I'm glad. Did you do anything in the rain yesterday, or was it just like, I mean, I did laundry. It was dreary.
We're babysitting my son's dog, so I had to take him out a few times.
Ah, the grand puppy.
Exactly.
I love the grand puppy. We have a grand puppy as well. We love the grand puppy. We loved the grand puppy more than anything else in the world until we got a human grand baby.
Uh-huh.
And now the grand puppy is kind of second place, but still pretty high up on the list.
We'd be happy with a human grandbaby.
Oh, I know. It's it's great. I got to tell you, it is the best. One of my friends, John, who used to be the executive director over at Helm Health and Hospice Care, when he retired, I said, John, why are you retiring? You're a pretty young guy. He said, well, honestly, my wife and I want to spend more time with our grandchildren there in Colorado. And I said, yeah, isn't it great? And he said, yeah, you know what, Mike, it's intoxicating. And I think that's the best word I've ever heard to describe grandparenthood. So anyway, well, Lynn, it's good to see you today and welcome to the show. Let's start with basics. Empower Success Corps. What is it? What do you do? And what are the services? What should people know? What are kind of the basics?
Great. ESC is pretty unusual. I like to say it's unusual because it's a nonprofit. We're a consulting practice, and we provide services for other nonprofits, and all our consultants are volunteers. So we provide services such as strategic planning, board governance, operations, HR, marketing, et cetera, et cetera. And we work with clients in all kinds of different sectors throughout the nonprofit sector. So whether that's social services or the arts or libraries, et cetera. And we have over 130 volunteer consultants throughout New England. So that's kind of impressive that we have that many people that are volunteering their time to help other nonprofits.
So that's pretty incredible. I think when I think about what you just described, it feels a little bit like what you described was SCORE for nonprofits. Is that a fair comparison, fair analogy?
It's certainly what many people ask.
Okay.
Is this like SCORE, and how are you like SCORE? Yes, we focus on nonprofits. SCORE does some work with nonprofits, but mostly for-profit companies. Our projects tend to be longer, you know, so it might be a 6 to 8 month strategic planning project with 3 or 4 consultants. So I think it's a deeper engagement with the nonprofits.
That's fantastic. And I know so many nonprofits that can benefit from this type of, help and assistance. And SCORE, not that they're not a great organization, and they're also a nonprofit, right? So SCORE is fantastic, and the SCORE volunteers do incredible work, but they almost all come from the for-profit sector. And there is a difference. Even though a nonprofit is a business, right? Even basic things like who is your customer is different for a nonprofit. I tend to think the customer for a nonprofit is not the client. Is not like, let's say you're a homeless shelter. I don't think that your customer is the person at the shelter. I think your customer is your donor, and your product. Is giving the donor the opportunity to change the world in a positive way. And they do that by getting involved with supporting your work with helping people who are homeless. That is a totally different thing than selling pencils and widgets.
I do agree, but your customer or your constituent can be multifold. You know, it
Yep.
can be the donors. It most certainly can be the clients. If you think about outreach or marketing to your constituents, there's probably multiple audiences.
That's absolutely true as well, for sure. So what a great program. Now, how do people get involved? How did you get involved with this organization?
Michelle Obama invited me.
Well, you know, I got to say, if Michelle called me up and said, right. Mike, you know, Barack and I were talking and you got to do so, I would be compelled.
I want you, Lynn Post.
That's a heavy-handed invitation, I have to say.
No, there's something behind that. I was working in high tech at the time in marketing, product marketing, back in 2009. And there was some kind of National Day of Volunteering. So it was some kind of email that came across my desk.
Yeah.
But it did say there's this opportunity with Executive Services Corps, which was a previous name, to use your professional expertise and give back to nonprofits. And I had never seen that kind of opportunity before. I thought of volunteering for nonprofits to be maybe some of the more physical work, whether that might be volunteering at a soup kitchen, for example. I had not been exposed to the idea of skills-based volunteering and using my career expertise. So I volunteered for ESC. We had an ESC of Northern New England at the time.
Okay.
And I did quite a bit of volunteering. And then in 2018, we merged with ESC of New England. So now we're New England-wide, the smaller merged into the bigger. And then I became on staff, and I've been on staff since 2018.
That's fantastic. What a great story. Now, the word core, there's lots of different organizations that use the word core in them, and most of those are federal agencies that came out of the war on poverty. And we're talking about AmeriCorps, Peace Corps, Senior Corps. Is there any affiliation with those organizations, with ESC?
That is the right use of the term. Some people think it's corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It's core.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, ESC started in the 70s, mm-hmm. about the time of the Peace Corps. And originally it was U.S. executives doing work overseas. So again, it was skills-based, it was business expertise overseas. So it really did come out of the same movement.
That's fantastic.
And there's still something like 14 ESCs throughout the country. We have affiliates, so it's kind of a movement.
That's incredible. And it's so interesting. What you just described there, now my head is spinning, because I've told everybody I know, now you too, and if you're on the radio, well, you as well. My plans in retirement are to go into the Peace Corps. And specifically, Peace Corps has a program called Peace Corps Response, which is essentially what you're doing, but on an international level, where you'll go into a country, maybe you go to, Fiji, and you work with a local NGO, a nonprofit organization, to help them with their strategic planning and their marketing and their business development and their, cash forecasting and whatever else they need to do.
Excellent.
To start themselves up. And you do that as a volunteer.
Excellent.
So, it is good work. And I'm excited. Now, is there anything specific you want to make sure that we highlight today about Empower Success Corps?
There are a couple of things.
Okay.
So, we love our volunteers. We really appreciate them. We're always looking for more volunteers. We get people in all kinds of fields, whether it's finance or marketing or operations or HR. We get people from industry as well as from the nonprofit sector. We have really great training. So once per year, our new volunteers go through a whole series of Zoom-based courses. You go through as a cohort, and there's about 25 hours of training. So it's really one of the benefits, one of the things that ESC volunteer consultants really enjoy. We have an orientation, consulting skills, nonprofit finance, nonprofit governance, strategic planning, and diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And we've been doing this for years,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty darn good.
Do organizations that take advantage of these services, do they pay fees for the consulting that they get?
Yes, we do charge fees for our services, but they're nicely discounted compared to other consultants who would be serving the same nonprofits. So we have a tiered pricing model based on the revenue size of the organization. So we really try to make it affordable. But we have the volunteers and we have staff. We have about 6 full-time equivalents on staff, so we have operations costs.
No,
that's how it works.
Absolutely, and we all know that consultants can be, very expensive. Hiring a strategic planning consultant, to work with you and go do a deep dive into your strategic planning can cost many thousands of dollars.
Right.
So this is really great for nonprofits.
And in our model, you get 3 or 4 consultants. We carefully put together these consulting teams according to the specific, you know, expertise or domain expertise. Does this person have healthcare? Does this person know about the arts? And these are really carefully put together consulting mm-hmm. teams so that they address all the needs of the nonprofit.
That's really incredible. Other things that people should know about that are coming up that are on the horizon.
Great. So we have a relatively new program called ESC Catalyst.
Okay.
And it's a consulting training fellowship program for mid-career professionals of color. It's a cohort-based program. We the second cohort is in training right now. We've got 18 mid-career professionals of color who are going through the full ESC training to increase and up their consulting skills. So our purposes or our goals is to, there are not enough consultants of color mm-hmm. in the sector. And that's pretty clearly recognized. New Hampshire Charitable Foundation has given us some good support recognizing that and saying we really want to build up consulting expertise in this area. So we're helping these mid-career people build up their consulting skills. We're helping the nonprofit sector because we can provide consultants who really have some of these technical expertise skills as well as the cultural expertise to serve nonprofits who in turn serve communities of color. And then, so they go through our full training. We realized we have really very good training and we should open this up to more cohorts. And then they serve on an ESC project with experienced ESC consultants. And we're pretty thrilled about this. And it's been a great program.
That's incredible. And I think you're right. Giving people of color, you know, space at that particular table, I think would be incredibly important and very empowering for the organizations also that they're supporting and serving.
And you know what's wonderfully empowering is these folks are loving being together in a cohort. And now we're on our second cohort. So we have a concept of the Catalyst Network, which will be all the cohorts together sharing job opportunities. You know, we're providing the ability for them to get together in person and on Zoom so that they can share and have a wider network themselves.
That's really great.
So, as I mentioned, I put in a pitch for ESC volunteer consultants. We're also looking for New Hampshire-based nonprofits in which we can place ESC teams with Catalyst Fellows.
So you're looking for clients, and you're looking for consultants and volunteers. And so there's lots of opportunities to get involved. How does somebody learn more about getting involved?
Contact me. I will give you my email address. It is lpost for Lynn Post at empowersuccesscorps.org. Core is CORPS. Similarly, our website is empowersuccesscorps.org. So, or search on Empower Success Corps and you will find us.
And that's what I did this morning. I just Googled it. Empower Success Corps came right up. But if you're one of those people that doesn't want to do that, like, I don't know why you wouldn't, but maybe you just want the URL. It's empowersuccesscorps.org, or you can email Lynn at lpost@empowersuccesscorps.org. And I have your phone number, 603-926-0752. Is that right?
That is right.
All right, Lynn, look, we're out of time. I told you this was going to fly by, but what you do is so interesting and so incredible. Thank you for sharing that today.
Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you for anyone who's listening. I really do appreciate this opportunity to talk about ESC.
Wonderful. You've been listening to Lynn Post, Director of ESC Consulting at ESC, which is Empower Success Corps, helping nonprofits to be more successful. And lots of ways to get involved and learn more about their programs. Just Google it online and take a look. We're going to take a quick break now for our sponsors, and after that, we're going to have our second set of interviews, and that's with our good friends from the Actor Singers talking about what's coming up. You will not want to miss it because they have a lot going on at Actor Singers. They always do, and their theater is just fantastic. So you're listening to Community Connections. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We'll be back in just about 2 minutes.
I need need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen-printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at unitedwaynashua.org.
Well, good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. It's Monday, May 6, 2024. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. You know, each and every Monday morning, we're here from 9 to 10 a.m. talking with you about the nonprofits in our community. Nonprofits do so many different things, and sometimes you don't even realize that you're dealing with a nonprofit. But, you know, nevertheless, this is a space for you to learn about the variety, the types of services offered, the types of clients, the ways in which you can get involved as a donor or as a volunteer. And so we just heard from Lynn at Empower Success Corps, ESC, which is actually a nonprofit, you know, in some ways like United Way, in that our nonprofit is there to help other nonprofits be successful. And Empower Success Corps does the same thing through consulting volunteers. So now we're going to hear from our really good friends at the Actor Singers. We're going to take a switch, different topic altogether. Actor Singers have been in our community for many, many years, quality local theater production. And we have with us in the studio Chuck. Chuck has been with us many times before, and brand new to the show, Donna O'Brien, and she's the director of an upcoming show. So, Chuck and Donna, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we begin, I just wanted to say thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about Actor Singers, and also if anybody is out there who's got some free time and want to donate it to the United Way is a great opportunity to reach out and connect with your neighbors, especially your neighbors in need. So,
oh, you're so sweet. I appreciate that. And that is true. We're always looking for volunteers. Yeah. We have this army of volunteers that is always looking to recruit new divisions. And it's kind of our infantry in the community. So thank you, Chuck.
I've
I
learned
appreciate
so
that.
Much. I've learned so much about Nashua, the community of Nashua and the residents of Nashua by volunteering through the United Way. So it's been a great opportunity for me.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Chuck. Now, Donna, I'm looking at the Actor Singers website, actorsingers.org.
Yes.
And the first thing that comes up is this upcoming shows, Catch Me If You Can. And then I clicked on production staff and I see the director, Donna O'Brien. Is this person related to you?
That is me.
Oh, that is you. Well, that was, of course, tongue-in-cheek. I assumed that was you. Tell me a little bit about the show. What do people need to know? Catch Me If You Can. I saw that on TV. That was a movie.
Yes.
Yes. 2002.
Yep.
Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't remember.
Absolutely.
Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg directed, produced it?
I believe so, yes.
Both.
Yeah. And it takes place like in an airport or something, right?
A part of it does. Part of it does.
So tell us about the show.
Okay. Well, first it was a book, actually. There was a guy, Frank Abagnale Jr., who was kind of a con man. I guess not kind of. He was.
He was a con man.
But the fascinating thing is that he was at 19 years old. So he kind of hoodwinked his way into being a pilot.
Right.
Being a doctor. Being a lawyer. And in the process, forging millions of dollars in checks.
So this is a true story.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I've seen it, and I did not realize that this is actually a true story.
Mm-hmm. 1960s.
Wow. There's a lot of conning going on there.
Yes. Yep. If you ever get a chance, look up the Google talk that Frank Abagnale Jr. did when he went to Google in San Francisco. It's very interesting to hear him speak about his career. And it's really, the stage show is a very fun presentation of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I saw the movie, I said, gee, how is it possible that they're going to turn this into a stage show? But the way that the audience is drawn into the characters and the situations is really quite fun from the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the music is really great. It's like Frank Sinatra-esque in some parts and some kind of groovy 60s music in other parts. So there's a lot of dancing and, you know, stewardesses and nurses and FBI agents. It's just a really fun show. Yep.
It is a huge cast and a huge production crew as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am just looking at this and so impressed with the size of what... This is a big endeavor.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
And I literally only know one person besides you now on the entire thing. But I do know Shane Ciccarella.
Okay.
And oh, very good.
I've known Shane since he was in high school. So, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Nice young man. So... Where is the show going to be played?
It is at Keefe Performing Arts Center, I think
That's
they
correct.
Call it now, right
Is that
here?
Out by Peterborough?
No, right no, here
just,
down the street.
I'm just kidding, Chuck.
No.
So the Keefe Auditorium, right?
Yes, right
by
down the street.
117 Elm. At the junction of Lake Street, Elm Street.
It was the high school.
Yeah.
And then it was the middle school.
Absolutely.
And now who knows what it is, but it's still Keefe Auditorium.
Right. That is correct.
Right.
Very
so
good.
We rent it out from the school district, and we spend 10 days in there moving the show in, and then 3 days performing, and then an entire afternoon tearing everything down and moving it back to our rehearsal space on Lake Street.
And this is coming up actually starting this week.
That is correct.
So Mother's Day weekend. I'm not going to tell people to go Friday night because I want them to come to United Way and drink wine with us on Friday night. But let's just be honest. Maybe drinking wine isn't your thing and you want to go to the theater Friday night. It's Friday at 8. There's Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 p.m. is like the matinee
version.
That's correct.
That's right. Bring your mother.
On Mother's Day.
Bring your mother. Absolutely.
Excellent opportunity.
Fantastic. And so how long have you been involved with Actors Singers?
A long time.
A long time.
Always
as a director or?
No. No, okay. I was an actor and then choreographer, director. Yeah.
So is that like a progression? You've been elevated to this status as director, or is this a job that nobody actually wants?
No. There are people that want to do it, believe it or not. But no, I actually enjoy it. I'm sure you enjoy creating the vision for the show and working with everyone.
What would you say in this particular show is the biggest challenge that you've had to work through? Besides, because it's just so big, right?
It is. And, you know, you have people that help you. Like, the choreographer's doing most of the dance stuff, so they take that on, and which is the majority of the cast. Okay. So, for me, it's just moving people around the stage. I think the biggest challenge for this show is there's a lot of places that it takes place. So, you have to make sure the audience knows where you are at each particular place.
So I'm imagining that with that, set design is really important.
Yes.
That That's it correct. Can change quickly and be very flexible.
Yeah, we are using pretty much of a minimal set with moving furniture in and out, that kind of thing. And we're using slides to kind of show where
they are. Visuals, okay.
Yes.
That helps a lot.
Absolutely. Because you need people to know where these characters are at each moment in time. So that I think is the biggest challenge for this show.
And are you looking forward to sleeping after next week?
Yes, for sure.
I can imagine that's true. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Actors Singers takes all comers to, every individual brings something new and different to each production and the organization entirely. But a lot of the performers tend to be, people who are very physically adept and able to dance and move very well. And that would probably be your older teens through your people who are, closer to 40 years old. When you get to be my vintage, there's, less chance of anybody confusing me with a romantic lead. And so you move into backstage stuff and doing production work, helping with the leadership of the organization, that type of thing. So it's, there's job for everybody, and you don't have to be a young buck to be part of the organization and be a contributing member and to be a very vital member to the organization.
Yeah. And along those lines, we have a lot of people working, not only on stage, but behind. Like, we have props, we have costumes, we have, publicity. We have a ton of volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, the production staff is enormous for this in particular show.
Yeah, all the tech people, lighting, sound, they all play into this in a huge way. So that sort of elevates the production value.
So go ahead, Chuck.
Generally, the thinking is, the equation is two people behind the scenes for every person who's out on stage, so that type of thing. It may not be exact, but that's about the equation that generally takes to put on a very successful production. So,
And then after you get to breathe a little bit, after Catch Me If You Can, there's the next show up, which is coming up this summer. There's actually, it looks like, two shows. The Teen Actor Singers are putting on SpongeBob the Musical, or the SpongeBob Musical.
That's right.
And now, I gotta tell you, I I am just having bad PTSD that one.
Yeah. Well, I understand it's a very fun musical. It's been actually a number of organizations in the local area have done it, and done it very successfully. Our teens voted on this. The teens that were involved in the organization and the show last year came to the director of the show, Christy Conticcio, and said, "We want to do SpongeBob." And so she proposed it. And her proposal was the one that was chosen. And so she's moved forward. They've cast a show. They have a cast of about 15, I believe. And they're in rehearsal right now, and they seem to be having quite a bit of fun with it. They're collecting their props and set pieces right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it's going to look like. So,
and then after that, you have something called Second Stage. What is Second Stage?
Second Stage is a summer, small-scale summer production mm-hmm. that's an opportunity for adults to perform. So we have Actors Singers during the year does a junior show, which is 8 to 13 years old. And then we have our teen show, 13 to 19 years old. And then we have a couple of adult shows that are large-scale Broadway-style musicals. But the Second Stage is the summer show for adults, so allow adults to participate in a relatively small scale, but still a very interesting piece. And then this year, of course, as you may have noted, is Monster Songs, which is a book show that I am intrigued to see.
Still opportunities to get involved with either with that show?
Definitely. If you want to be in production help, there's always opportunity.
Okay.
But we're holding auditions in June for Monster Songs.
Very good.
And the exact date has yet to be selected because I looked on the calendar recently and I have yet to see specific dates for those. So the director may be still trying to work out their calendar on that.
Well, I'm just going to say I love what you guys do to help make our community just more vibrant, more interesting. Community theater is, one of those hidden gems in any community. And what you're doing just helps to kind of add to the tapestry of life in Nashville.
Thank you very much.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it gives a lot of people an outlet, which is really creative and really gives them a unique way to give back to their community by making the place more interesting.
Mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. sure.
We're out of time.
Aww.
So I know you can get involved or learn more by just going to the website, mm-hmm. actorsingers.org. Any other last final words before we cut for the hour?
Catch me if you can. It's coming up. It's going to be a great show. The 10th, 11th, and the afternoon of the 12th. That's Mother's Day. At Keefe Auditorium, just about a mile from here on Main Street, or just off of Main Street, the junction of Lake Street, Elm Street. And we hope to see everybody there.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's correct.
Fantastic. Thank you both for coming, and thank you for what you do for our community.
Well,
we really
thank
appreciate
you for the
it.
Opportunity
thank
to talk
you very
about
much.
It. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to Chuck and Donna from Actors Singers talking about upcoming productions. In particular, Catch Me If You Can, this weekend at Keefe Auditorium right here in Nashville. It's actorsingers.org. We'll be back next week. I hadn't looked at my calendar to see what we're going to be talking about, but I know it's going to be something awesome because we always talk with awesome people doing great things in our community. Until next week, please remember, be kind to one another because great things really do happen when we live united.